Let me say good afternoon to everyone and want to thank you for joining us for our afternoon worship service on this afternoon with the Highland Heights Church of Christ. We want to acknowledge the fact that we're worshiping God for those brothers that have gone before me according to Acts 2:42 and Acts 2:47, where we worship to God consists of the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, which is giving and breaking of bread and prayer, and also singing praises to God. And I hope on this afternoon, as was said in our prayer, if there's one on the call and you're not a Christian, that you will be, as the Bible says in verse number 47 of Acts chapter 2, that you'll be added to the church today, such as should be saved. And so you'll be saved. I'll give you what God has commanded through the word, what one must do in order to become a Christian. And we can facilitate that in having you to obey the Lord and become a child of God according to the Bible. On this afternoon, as I've said before with the congregation, I generally are trying to take whatever the message is in the morning and connect that message with what is shared in the afternoon. Sometimes it may be the subject of the morning message or the topic, or it can sometimes can be the theme of the message that connects to the afternoon message. So it basically allows us to kind of have our thoughts focus on a theme or subject for that worship day. And so on this morning, those that were with us, we spoke from the subject regarding widows, honoring widows in 1 Timothy 5, that are widows indeed. And so we want to stay with that subject on this afternoon, looking at our subject title on this afternoon, where the Lord said to Elijah in the verse number 9, thank our brother for reading in our hearing, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. That's our subject. I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So on this morning, we looked at what God has commanded those that are Christians, those congregations, how they were to support those that were widows indeed, those that were desolate. But I also want to look at this afternoon how God now uses the widow woman to sustain someone else. In 1 Kings chapter 17, we'll look at the text this morning and draw some points from it that we can make application with, and then also share with those that are on the line how they can become a Christian. In 1 Kings chapter 17, verse number 1, the Bible reads, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. So the prophet Elijah has shared to Ahab that there was not going to be any rain for years. He said, but according to my word. Verse number 2 says, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and there, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Kirah, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee. So we find that in this situation, and I want us to understand we can make, again, 2023 application to what was written back in the Old Testament. That we want to understand that regardless of our conditions or situations, God is able to provide for his children no matter how difficult the situation. God told Elijah, I want you to go by the brook. That's where you're going to get your water. And then God said, I have commanded ravens to feed thee. The Bible says, so he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Kirath, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. God's provisions for Elijah were predicated or based upon Elijah's obedience to the word of God. Church, sometimes we have to be obedient to God to receive blessing from God. Notice, God did his part. God told ravens to feed him. Ravens obeyed the word of God. They brought him bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening. The Bible says, so God, according to the Philippians letter, in Philippians chapter 4, encouragement for us, and the verse is number 19. Philippians 4 and verse 19, Paul reminded those Philippians regarding God when he said in verse 19 of Philippians 4, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God is able to supply all of our needs. God was able to supply the needs of Elijah, even though there had not been rain, there would not be rain for years. God still provided for him. God allowed ravens to bring him breakfast and dinner. Amen, somebody. And the Bible says, and it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Yeah. Sometimes God's blessings are associated with my ability to be flexible. Now, had Elijah said, no, I'm going to stay here. I'm going to stay right where I am and expect the ravens to continue to feed me, but now the brook done dried up. You have nothing to drink. And so God always makes provisions for those that are Christians. And we have to learn, as Paul told the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter number 10, he said, but we'll with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians 10 in verse 13 where it says, God, there is no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able. But God will make a way of escape. So sometimes we have to understand that we cannot be rigid sometimes in our Christian walk, but sometimes it demands flexibility. In this case, it demanded that Elijah become flexible. Yeah, Elijah, the word of the Lord came to him. And sometimes those of us, we hear what the word of God says, but we want to do what we want to do. We got to have a spirit of submissiveness when it comes to the word of God, even when I don't see it. Yeah. That's what Paul told Christians. We walk by faith and not by sight. The Bible says that this widow woman would sustain him. The widow woman, this widow who only had a son, will sustain thee. Well, in Psalms, the 50-50 division, and verse number 22, the Bible reminds us in Psalm 55:22, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. God works through people to help other people. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. That's what the psalmist writer wrote with Peter later on, shared that in 1 Peter 5. But we want to know here that that's my title. I have commanded, God commanded this widow woman to sustain thee. Oh, if we had those of us that are Christians, those of us at a Highland Heights will be as this widow woman. And whatever God commands, we do the will of God. The Lord says we are to assemble. And what if we obey God and we assemble every Sunday morning at Highland Heights, those that are able, and we assembled on the conference call every Sunday afternoon, and we assemble every Wednesday night as God has commanded. We obey those that have the rule or the lead over us. It's simply whatever that is in place, we do those things that are in place. And so that comes from, let me share the scripture, in Hebrews 13 and the Hebrew writer said, remember them that have the rule over you or lead you, who have spoken unto you the word of faith, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Follow my faith. I'm going to be in worship service every Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, Wednesday night. And then as we share today, those that are available, if I'm one that are available at home, when we have the conference calls on Monday and Tuesday and Friday, if you're available, then be faithful to God. We want God to answer our prayers. Are we faithful to God? Are we as the widow woman? Watch this here. It wasn't easy for her. The Bible says, so he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. As a Christian, there are times when we need to ask for help. Swallow our pride. Recognize our deficiencies, or recognize our inadequacies, and be willing to ask somebody for help. The Bible says, and as he was going to bring it, he called to her and said, "Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand." So not only, excuse me, did he ask her for water, he also asked, "Can you also bring me some bread?" In other words, can you give me those things of necessity that I need that God provided for me once when I was near the brook, Kirok, where the ravens and the brook provided for me. Now I don't have the brook anymore. Now I don't have the raven anymore. But what I know from the Lord said there was going to be a widow woman. And that widow woman was going to provide those things that he needed. And now watch the widow woman, because she got challenges too. And she said, verse 12, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse or jar. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die." She looked at life and saw how she was on what we call the short stick of life. But that didn't affect her obedience to God. Sometimes as Christians, when things are not going well for us, we will forsake the assembly, we'll forsake doing the will of God because we are going through stuff. That was not the case with this woman. God knew the heart of this person. That's why he told Elijah, "I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee." Then the Bible says that as we look at this, a couple of things about the widow woman. First, she recognized that there is a God that liveth. That's the first thing she said to Elijah. "As the Lord thy God liveth." Secondly, she acknowledged what she possessed. Sometimes, as our brother shared this morning, sometimes the hand that you dealt, excuse me, may not be equal in your eyes to what somebody else may have. But as long as you have a God that liveth, notice what Elijah's response to her. Elijah said unto her, "Fear not, go and do as thou hast said." Do what you said you're going to do, but first, "but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it to me, and after make for thee and for thy son." See, Elijah now is testing her, Sometimes a situation may test your faith in God. Notice now, because she said, all I have is enough for me and my son. We're going to eat it, and we're going to die. Elijah said, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Take care of me first. Then I want you to see the Lord take care of you. Watch verse 14. But thus said the Lord God of Israel, the bearer of meal shall not waste, neither shall the crew of all fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. It is the word from God that gives the Christian strength to endure the trials of life and their circumstances. What Elijah did was share with her from God and let her know that your barrel won't go empty, neither will your oil stop until God sends rain upon the earth. The Bible says, and she went and did according to the sayings of Elijah. Church, Highland Heights, we got to have the trust in God to do according to the sayings of the apostles, the sayings of Jesus, the sayings of God. She went and did according to the saying. Are you one that's doing the will of God? And I'm not talking about when things are going well, when things are not going well, when you are challenged by life situations. The Bible says, and she and he and her house did eat many days. Remember, this woman thought she was just going to eat and die. But notice now how, because she did the will of God, God not only allowed her to sustain Elijah, but she also sustained herself. Sometimes we help ourselves when we help other people. Yeah. When we do things according to God's will. You know, we said previously from Hebrews chapter 10, and the verse is number 36 concerning our doing the will of God. The Hebrew writer said in verse 26 of Hebrews 10, for you have need of patience, that's endurance, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. You've got to have a heart to do the will of God. The Bible says, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. And it came to pass, after these things, that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick. And his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. And it seemed like he had died. He had died. And so now you got this woman whose, the word mistress means female head of the house. And now her son dies. You know, sometimes we get like the widow woman. Watch verse 18. And she said unto Elijah, what have I to do with thee? O thou man of God, art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? See, there are times when one can do the will of God and yet suffer misfortune. Here, she was doing the will of God and her son got sick. And the Bible says he was badly sick. But then also, we find that from verse 18, sometimes misfortune is not always the result of wrong behavior. She thought because she had done something wrong that God was bringing this back up in her face. Thus he told him, art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? No, and be careful, Christians, when things happen to other Christians, that we don't become God, a little God with a little G, and start knowing and answering why things, misfortune has happened to people. You're not God. We don't know why misfortune may happen to someone. But then watch verse 19. And he said unto her, give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into a loft where he abode and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord and said, my God, O Lord, my God, has thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourn by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord, my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. Faithful Christians are encouraged to offer prayers of intercessions for others. Look in James. This is what Elijah did. Look in James chapter 5. James chapter 5 and verse number 16. James 5 and verse 16. This is called an intercessory prayer. A prayer that we make to intercede for another individual. Notice what the Bible says in James 5:16. James says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. So we ought to pray. That's why when we have members asking for prayers, they're asking for prayers from the saints. Let me show you how that works. Go to Job chapter number 42. Job 42, talking about an intercessory prayer. Job chapter number 42. We find in verse number 10, the Bible says, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. There are times, church, when we need to look at that list on in our bulletin, and we just pray at night in your family prayer. I'm encouraging all of us the prayer each night with everyone that's in the household. Pray, do a family prayer every night, and have everyone participate in the prayer. from the youngest to the eldest. And so we can look at where our book said, please keep those in prayer that ask for prayer. And so I look at that list, and I see those 10 names that have asked for prayer. And so during my family prayer, I'm going to ask God that he would intercede in the lives of those, God knowing those things that an individual needs. And I think as our brother shared on this morning in our Bible class from 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 14, where John wrote to Christians, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. So we pray for others. We are praying, church. We pray for other situations. So we want to encourage those to pray, to bring their request, let them be known to the congregation so we can pray that the righteous can pray for them as Elijah did in this case. And the Bible says in verse number 23, the Bible says, and Elijah, I'm sorry, verse 22, and the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. The very thing that Elijah prayed to God for on behalf of the widow woman, God heard the voice, the prayer, and answered according to the request. The Bible says, and Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, see, thy son liveth. During this severe drought, God commanded the ravens and a widow woman to sustain the man of God. And God used the man of God through his word to sustain the widow woman and the son. See, we have to realize, not only was, when I say a severe drought, in James chapter 5, the Bible tells us how severe that drought was. The Bible says in James 5:17, and Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. What the Lord was teaching us as Christians from James, brother of Jesus, notice this. He used an Old Testament example to make a New Testament preaching, a teaching, excuse me. The Bible says he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Yeah, so we understand Christians, those that have a relationship with God, the power of prayer that we have. Elijah said, told Ahab, it won't rain for years. And God shut up the clouds for 3 years and 6 months. Then when he asked God for rain to be sent, God sent it. In closing. And the woman said to Elijah, now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is true. What we want to take from this is understand that the word of the Lord is truth. The word of God is truth. And so this afternoon we've seen how God used this woman to sustain Elijah. But then God used Elijah when her son, the Bible said, had no breath in him to help her. Why? Because she did the will of God. If you're here this afternoon, as our brother mentioned in his prayer, that if you're not a Christian, how does one become a Christian? Well, let us look in Romans quickly. In Romans chapter 1, look in Romans right quick. Romans chapter 1. In Romans chapter 1 and verse, if you want to become a Christian, how does one become a Christian? Well, first, the Bible says in Romans 1:15, so as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. So you have to understand that you have to hear the gospel. The gospel, according to 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, are three facts: that Jesus Christ died for your sin, he was buried in a tomb, and he rose again the third day. That's the gospel. Now, what you have to do is hear it, believe it, and then, and that's why he said to everyone that believes it. But not only have to believe it, in Romans chapter 2 and verse 4, the Bible says, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. So not only have to hear the God and believe the word of God, I have to repent. Why do I need to repent? Romans chapter 3 and verse number 23. Because Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us have sinned. We've come short of the glory of God. And so we have to repent. But then you have to understand what God did for you. In Romans chapter 5, in verse number 6, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commanded his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ suffered and died on the cross for our sins. They pierced him in the side, out came blood and water. They buried him in a tomb, he rose again the third day. So now what you must do to become a Christian, you must imitate what Christ did. In Romans chapter 6, verse 1, Paul wrote, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? He said, God forbid, or God would not allow it. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? So you must die to sin. How do you die to sin? Verse number 3 and 4. You've heard the gospel. You believe it. You repent of your sin. You confess according to Acts 8:37, Matthew 10:32. You confess that what you believe in your heart, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, then you do verses 3 and 4. The Bible said, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. So you die to sin in water baptism. You are buried with Christ, and by faith the blood of Christ cleanses you of all your sins. And when you come up out of the water, now you have a newness of life. If you're subject to the invitation, someone invited you on the call, then reach out to that person. Give them a call. Let them know you want to be baptized today. We'll make it happen today, because tomorrow may be too late. I thank you for your patience and your listening here on this afternoon, where God said, I have commanded a widow woman to sustain thee there. Thank you very much.